Hey, good morning. Sorry, my previous meeting ran over. I don't know that Jakob is joining us today, but let me just get
Hey
this.
Mallory,
Oh, hey,
I
Jakob.
need I need I need to run, so I won't be here for long. But I just wanted to have a quick chat with you guys. Is that okay? Can I just like quickly run through a couple of things and I'll drop?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. So I just chatted with Ian before this call. So, Ian, just to kind of answer your question, yes, I will create a ticket for this, for setting up the Folio tenants on that Richard 2 environment.
Okay.
But maybe just tell me, like, so just so you understand what the purpose is, right? We would like to test an end-to-end happy path for, creating an ILL request, accepting it, shipping, and then returning. So, just the whole flow basically, right? And that's already supported by this broker patron request API. So we can hit the API to do this. But we've not tested the ANSIP integration against a real system yet. So we've tested it only against the ANSIP mock that Adam built, but we've not tested it against the Folio ANSIP server. So that's what we would like to test. And we just concluded with Adam that it would be a lot of work for him to set it up locally. because of a mass folio list set up, if you would like to avoid it. So we thought that we'll just do it on this test environment. So that would be the goal, right? Just get folio tenants set up along with NSIP, and enough sample data for the inventory, so we can place some page requests and check items in and out.
And how many tenants do you need?
Well, at two minimum, right? So it should be the same. I think it should be the same tenants as you have set up for the, for the research stuff, because for research you set up two.
I only set up one, but I can
You
do
only
either
set
one.
up
That's
one.
fine.
Okay.
So you want the tenants not to be a separate system, but the same system that is running the directory app.
It's up to you, to be honest. I mean, it can be, I'm sorry, it can be the same system. It can be the same system, but it could be a separate tenant if you think that makes it simpler. But it could be just
Well,
like in ZFL, it could be within the same tenant, basically.
yeah, I mean, I don't really have a preference, obviously, but I just want to know, like, I guess what we're trying to test, and I don't know, maybe it makes sense to put them on the same tenant, but it doesn't need to be, it sounds like.
It doesn't
Yeah,
need
I
to
see a
be
preference. Yeah.
because we will be testing the ANSIP integration for the most
Yeah.
part, right? So, yeah,
Yeah. I see
there's
the
no
note about
requirements.
helpful having three tenants for Trodot. We also need to talk about paring down our environments. Like, there's so many different tenants running all kinds of crazy branches and stuff. Like, I won't hang up this issue to sort that out, but we're gonna need to figure out how to have less, because it's crazy right now.
Yeah, but this research two environment that should be completely isolated, right? We shouldn't mix this up with
Well, it's
any.
isolated. It's not the same system, but it's not isolated in terms of effort and maintenance and understanding what button you hit to
Oh,
do
no,
what and everything
sure.
else.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, yeah, let's look at retiring some other environments. I think that's fine. But
Okay.
this one is new, right? And let's not try to mix it up with anything existing. So like to this folio installation, just make a fresh folio install.
Sure.
Because we'll be messing with this and I don't know whether this is different. But if it's simpler, then just get it deployed as a separate tenant. It could even
Well,
be in a separate namespace. That's fine.
okay. I mean, is you picture using this long term for testing, or do you want to just test against any sort of, like, existing system?
Come again?
Do you want to use this long term for your testing, or do you want to just, I mean, I'm sure we have like a demo or test environment that you could run this against too. I don't mind making it, but I'm just wondering, how long this is going to hang around.
Yeah, we're gonna be using it for a
Okay.
long term, I think, like at least this year,
Right.
because we'll need an ILS, right?
Sure. That makes
To
a lot of
do all
sense.
the integration testing and
Not
stuff,
use the
so.
world's best and easiest to configure ILS unless
That's not
set up
exactly.
a folio. All right. Yeah. Write it up. I'll add one. It shouldn't be too much work.
All right. I'll create a ticket. Thank you.
Thanks.
Jakob, was that the only thing you wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I think pretty much this. I mean, I have created individual tickets for Kurt and Jason related to this research. Second generation project. So I had a small chat with Kurt. So Kurt will ping me if there's anything he needs. And for Jason, I created a ticket to represent the work you're doing with porting the UI. And since we don't have anything concrete, I created like an initial task for porting the UIs initially. So let's create more tickets as we go and put it under this porting epic.
Okay, is there any chance of there being a module descriptor?
Sorry, what, a
No,
module descriptor for what?
Jason
For the
needs
kitchen
new
press
entries
API.
in the module descriptor for the broker. But no, it needs to wait until blocking ticket is done. I think it's not done yet. At least I haven't seen a pull request from Giannis yet. So by the end of this week, ETA. So if you can do something locally in the meantime against the bare bones broker instance, that would be nice. Maybe just start, creating the forks, pinging in if you need anything like on the just the setup side, right? Next week you should have the modular script there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see if I can try to get it running locally then.
Okay. So
So thanks, Mallory. That's all I had. Thank you.
okay. All right, thanks, Jakob. All right. I guess Jason, while we're on your topics, do you have any updates or any questions or anything that you need? I know that Jakob captured this ticket, but yeah.
So, because we have David and Tara here, I guess I should touch on the ZFL stuff a little bit. David pointed out something important about UI directory, which is that the release branch for 1.13 of it has completely diverged from the master branch in that there's a bunch of stuff, it seems, that has been committed to UI directory's release branch that is not on its master branch. And so I was thinking that we could use the master branch just as the source for SLNP 1 and 2, since I didn't think we had anything set up for the next release of UI directory. And that might make sense to deploy there so that we can QA things before we approve them for release. But yeah, it turns out we've got this whole kind of divergence there. So I just cherry-picked the changes that I've made back to that branch, but it seems like that might be something that's important for someone to think about in terms of maintaining that software. Although I don't know that we really intend to do any more with it since the new directory is just different, so we're just starting that from scratch. Maybe it just doesn't matter, and effectively that release branch is now the master branch. I don't know. Seemed worth mentioning anyways. And other than that, there was, yeah, so this component for searching the requesters or suppliers for filtering purposes that we had to expand to hit the back end so that it could work properly at ZFL. Has this annoying thing where it unhelpfully just says no results are found before you even start typing. And while it's looking for results, and then also after, if in fact none were found. It's a little confusing. I did file that issue with the Stripes components project so that maybe that might eventually get addressed, but mostly just to document it. I got a reply back from the project manager there asking if I was intending to take that on. And I was going to write, not anytime soon, because of course it wouldn't be something we could use if it was over there until I don't even know when we'll be able to run the current versions of Stripe stuff again. But I guess I could and just kind of make a separate copy of it locally here for us, but I don't know that that is a priority. So I was curious, Tara, if you thought that this weird no results found thing was going to be a deal breaker for ZFL and that we would really have to do that. So maybe I should hold off on saying that I'm not going to do that anytime soon because maybe I will end up doing it.
It's hard to imagine that being a deal breaker if it otherwise works. mean, that sounds unreasonable to me, but
Okay, well, have you tried it out on SLNP1 since it actually started working otherwise?
I don't think so. I'll try it out today.
Great, thanks. I did notice that, David, you made another comment to me about a different issue, but I haven't looked at that yet, so.
Related to one of
Yeah.
these two ZFL tickets or something else?
Yeah. Yeah, I made a comment on that one. Okay, yeah. So I see that a couple of translations are still missing from directory. And the settings page for that for automatic freeze throws that error. So I wasn't really able to test that out. Sorry, I didn't quite follow that last bit. Yeah, I mean, they requested some changes on the settings page as well. So that's resource sharing, automatic freeze, right? They wanted us to do some translations there as well. But I was not able to check that out because it just throws that error. I put a screenshot of the error there. So that's on SLP1. But yeah, so I don't know. What's causing that?
Well, that's a new interesting problem. I haven't seen that one. I do think that many of the settings pages are not really going to be feasible to translate because of the general short-sighted design of this whole thing, because the settings pages aren't kind of explicitly set up in the UI. They're just kind of generated from the back end. Like they just request the app settings and display them. And the app settings are not internationalized at all. Like they have no multiple names for things. It's just the one name. So if we change the settings so that it was in German, then they'd all be in German in all systems. You get to pick one language. It's not great. And since we're getting rid of that whole setting system, I don't know that we want to spend the kind of investment to come up with a better one for that when we're trying to come up with a better one for everything. But then as a result of that, we can explain, well, and we're moving away from this broken system where you can't translate the settings. So hopefully that cheers them up a bit.
So we just tell them that we're rebuilding the whole settings thing and trying to move away to a new setting system. So I mean, it wouldn't be worth the
Well,
effort to
it's
try
that
to.
it won't be working for a while though. Like it's part of the overall reshare too thing that.
Well, I mean, I guess they can live with that, to be honest. I don't think that should be too much of a problem, if that's the only thing that can't be translated right now. But if we can get, other translations on in the directory, I think that should at least make them happy for now.
Yeah, I think the ones with the search indices were particularly glaring because that was like the interface you use every day, and it's even that was untranslated, so that's pretty bad.
Okay, so is it clear, Jason, like what are the critical translations that need to be made done or need to be made, and which ones can be left off then?
Well, since I think I already made the ones that I thought I was being asked to make. It's not clear to me what
what other ones still need to be made that haven't been made, if any?
Yeah, I mean, these ones that I listed in directory, when you're trying to add a new entry or edit a new entry, I think those ones are what are outstanding right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can take a look at that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one is still in progress, and thanks, David, for adding those additional details for Jason. Can you remind me what the status of this one is? Is this one done, or is it still needing to be reviewed?
Isn't that the one that Jason just said I need to test? Oh,
Exactly, yes.
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. They all sound the same to me. I'm like, okay. All right. Perfect. Do we have any other ZFL tickets in review or open that you all want to talk about?
Yeah, there's one that's assigned to me, I think 207. Yeah, so this one, I'm not quite sure if there's something else I need to be doing that I'm not doing or what, because my understanding was basically that I needed to, remove that permission set from the test users in the SNLP environment, which I did using the UI, right? But I still see the create patron request button, which I'm not supposed to see.
If you, yeah, that's somewhat mystifying, because if you scroll down to my previous comment below that one, where I say is implemented as implemented here, you click that link. I'm pretty sure that said that it highlights a line somewhere. Okay, it was a link to 194 scroll up. Yeah, that line. So you see it's using this if permission thing. And that's where the new patron request button is inside. And that create perm, if you search for create perm, or it doesn't matter, is that permission set. UI request create. And so like it really would be mystifying if it was if the user didn't have that and it was still displaying the thing, because that'd mean that if permission thing is just broken. And I'm pretty sure that works because we use that fairly extensively throughout Folio. So I'm pretty sure if you're still seeing the button, that somehow the user still has that permission. But I don't know, we maybe just have to like try to debug this together somehow, but
Do I just maybe use the API to kind of like fetch the permissions that the user has and see if I can find anything relating to that there?
Maybe that's a good first step, yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks, David. And yeah, just let me know.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that right? You're going to check on the to see if there's anything that hints towards why this isn't
Yeah.
working. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for now this will stay assigned to you, David.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you test this just with like a admin user and not with a regular user, that maybe somehow that there's like some all permission or admin permission or something that the if permission thing also looks at?
Yeah, I mean, I just tested with this with the admin user. Maybe I should also to a regular user.
Yeah, if that's not too much trouble, or is there a regular user already set up on the systems?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'll check.
Okay. Good thought on that. Yeah, maybe creating a new user or something might help if that's possible, but
Yeah.
okay. Any other ZFL questions or topics or things that we need to go over? It sounds like none of those tickets are ready to close. Tara, is there anything that we've missed?
I don't think so for today. For the one that was completed, I started a draft ticket to like deploy it and send it out to systems, but I kept it as draft in case we can get any of this other stuff in there as well. I think that's what we decided we're doing for now.
Right, instead of doing like multiple like deployments, just try to bundle a couple things.
Yeah, because it seemed like some of these other things were pretty close, so.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Anybody have anything else for David or Tara? All right. Well, I think that you're free to go then.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, here.
Okay, so Jason, I recall that you said that that was you were focusing on stuff that was ZFL related since they were here. Are there other things that you would like to discuss or go over?
No, it's just trying to get the broker thing set up so I can get a little further with something that and start to look like a UI for it, or at least have UIRS partly work with the broker, the ability to list requests and create a request and view a request, maybe even perform an action. Seems like it would be a good first stab at that.
Okie dokie, that sounds good.
I also need to coordinate with Ian sometime whenever you have a sec. It's not like you're hugely busy all the time. Actually, you are. So, at some point, though, I could figure out what's going on with the other end of things, the very simple initial interface to browse the new directory doesn't seem to do much of anything. On the current deployment, and that's probably because I've never actually deployed it on a copy and something might be messed up there. But you might hopefully give me some insight. Or I'll take a bit of a stab at that myself to try to see what I can see before I pester you too much more with it.
Would you be able to, if you end up needing Ian's help, would you create a like placeholder ticket for that?
Sure.
Just because I know that Ian does have a lot of sort of time sensitive things the next couple of weeks, so I don't know what his
Okay.
availability will be
And
like.
yeah, I
that
gotta get
will
this
make sense.
CV find thing out the door, but yeah, make the issue and I can try to troubleshoot it alongside it. If there's an issue with the deployment, there could be something about maybe the module descriptor or something like that. So if it
It
looks
might
like
just
it's
be
working,
hopefully a
you just
permissions
let me
issue.
know.
So. Yeah, I'll set something up. I just create a DevOps ticket then, would it be? Or...
Yeah, that would be that
Okay.
makes sense.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that. Okay. I guess while we're bugging Ian, not bugging Ian, but like talking to Ian. Ian, how are things going? Did I create this ticket? Yes, okay.
Was this so nice? This was a couple days ago. Oh, it got switched to me, maybe, I think.
Okay.
It says, it seems like we need to update to RC. We need to make a new release of moderates and deploy it to prod. that the case?
Oh.
That's what Jakob said, I guess, in that comment right there.
And this is a Model S release, not a broker release.
This is the this is current this is what you were asking me about a couple of days ago. Is this commit in Moder S for this? And we said it's not.
Was this just because I was trying to use the I'm sorry. Oh no, that is a regular bib identifier. Or I guess this was problematic for the test tenants that I was working in, but are we seeing this in other production sites as well? I don't know if Kurt, if you had any, if you had seen it in other places or anything.
No, so this is gonna be one that is, I mean, it's just like gonna pop up intermittently because it's basically the code is not thread safe, so it only happens when there's enough traffic to actually have the same thing running concurrently, from multiple instances. So there's always a possibility it'll pop up, but it's not gonna be like regular.
Okay. I don't think that Trove will go for an update for this necessarily. I think maybe what I will do is create a ticket for the next release, and we can just add this as something that would be included in it.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to you guys?
I mean, if it's I don't I guess I know that this is a thing that's come up in the logs, but I'm not sure what problem it's exactly related to. So if it's not causing an issue for them, it makes sense to me to just to include it in the next thing. Not schedule a particular update for it, but if it's something that they need, then whatever, I can schedule that too.
This I reported this because I encountered it, but they haven't reported it. And if it's intermittent and we should definitely include it on the next one, but I don't think we need to do an emergency patch or anything for them. So if I end up getting a ticket, I will do that. But once I create an RC17 ticket and link this to it, I'll close this one out since you already did the work, right, Kurt? And it's merged and everything.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Right, Kurt, sorry. Yeah, fix has been merged, yeah. Yeah. That was the one that we
Okay.
were looking at the other day.
Perfect. Okay, thank you guys for looking into that. I'll get this cleaned out of your queue after the meeting.
Okay.
On that same sort of
Yeah, go
general
ahead.
topic of Trove stuff, there was another ticket, unfortunately, I can't remember what the number was. Where there was an issue that Jakob was running into the limiter. There was a broker error at Trove when some parties were interacting with it, and it had to do with the item ID having a comma in it. And this actually came up as ZFL, and I had forward forwarded that to the master branch, but that was after the last release that Trove was running on. And so now that this is potentially an issue also at Trove, that if we cut a new release, we would get that switch in there as well, and that would also benefit them in that way. But I'm not clear on the extent of that other ticket's impact on them. I can try to find that number for you. It seems like that'd be really,
Is
really
this that
useful
the
here.
multiple item request trigger item ID?
Yes, that one, but it's, yeah.
Okay, so gosh, okay, I didn't that's how it's been. Okay, wait.
But yeah, so instead of separating those with commas, we set it for ZFL and just going forward to use two colons. I mean, the whole thing is still kind of hacky and weird, but now it's hacky and weird in a way that doesn't pester things that expect multiple items.
Oh, I wonder, would that change with the colon be in the Trove dev environment if you forward ported it?
I don't know. It depends if that's running off of the master branch or off of the like 119 branch or whatever.
Yeah, I know that this is a problem for Trove and prod, but I think Alan told me it wasn't a problem when we were testing, so I was kind of curious why that, like, I thought maybe it was a config change on Alma's side, but maybe it's just that it's a different version in dev than in test, but or in prod. I guess I should try to test with him and see if that's the case. If it's a double colon instead, if that resolves the issue. And then this would also be included in that RC17, the next release.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think this would actually probably make them happy because of their Alma Rapido users too. So maybe that'll be an impetus to do it, but I don't know what else. There might be other things pending that we want to include for them. But okay. Let me see if I can retest this one. Is this in the current sprint? Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's the one that's here. All right. Sorry. Ian, was there anything else before we moved on to Kurt?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right. And Kurt, how are things going for you?
How are they going, man? Let's see. So I did. There was a question regarding ILDO 201 because that's been like a sticky, tricky thing to try to nail down. And Jakob just raised a question of: is this something they're like noticing in production, or is it just something that is pinging your logs from time to time? Like, are they actually having trouble generating the pull slips when they're using it?
There was this empty pull slips, and we like they would try to print it and nothing would come up. But I can try to see if any of our previous fixes have addressed that. And if that's the case, then I don't think if it's
Yeah, I
just
guess
paint.
if it's something that's definitely causing problems, then we do want to put more time into it, but thus far it has eluded my attempts to nail it down. So if it's not actually causing problems, then there's probably a better place like pump energy.
All right, so I'll retest pull slip. What is this? Aldo 201. All right. Yeah, and if I can print the pull slips that they originally reported, which would have been nice if I had linked the other ticket, or maybe no. Yeah, I'll try to find the ticket that they reported about that and just see if that's still an ongoing issue for them or not. And if it's not, then I think we should just close this.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Let's see what else do we have. So I am about to jump into this crosslink thing, which is the first broker ticket that I've had, so that should be interesting. I imagine I'm going to have to do a lot of digging just to kind of get my head around what we were trying to do, but I think this is ultimately good, so I'm looking forward to that.
Is this one that you linked up with Jakoban and
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so he'll be able to answer or help
Yeah.
answer any questions. Okay, cool. He mentioned to me
While
that
you're
you were gonna take a stab at a broker ticket, so that's great. Sorry, go ahead, Jason.
No, I think I'm gonna interrupt this. I'm sorry. I was thinking while you are doing that, maybe keep in mind that the state model, or specifically the state itself and the state model, is where we kept track of things like, oh, is this a terminal state? Because we want to hide completed things. And is this a state where the request will need attention?
Right. I did see in the schema that there was a field for terminal in the state model there.
Oh, cool. So they have that part already under control.
Whether or not I already have a need attention thing, I don't know, but I'll definitely look for that. And I guess find out if that's something that needs to be added there or not.
We'll want to surface that in the request
Jason,
list,
do you
probably.
know, is there like a document that describes like the new functionality we're doing with the broker now, like or kind of like the scope of how the new stuff is going to work?
Adam showed me one of them. I don't know if I have access to give you access to it, but I don't think it's super comprehensive. I think it's already out of date, as is the tradition with such things.
Dang it. I think there was a
I only ask, but I feel like there hasn't really been a sync up among the developers about like the direction we're going. Just, I mean, it kind of like it's just kind of dribbled
Oh,
out in this
definitely, yeah.
conversation. But this is like, it's a. I
This
feel like.
document, is this the one you were thinking of, Jason?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, send that
Yeah.
to me. Just let me take a look at that. Just to.
Let me just make sure you have.
See if I can open it
I
up.
can't manage access to this. If you can't access that, just request it and Jakob will.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll request it.
Yeah, it sounds like we could stand to have like a broader call about the broker development and reshare too. I'll talk to Jakob about scheduling that.
Like, out of curiosity, I mean, like, it's been a long time since we actually had Adam or Yanis on the calls, and it's almost like we split into two teams. I don't know if that's just kind of a consequence of time zones or what, but it's a little odd to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a active decision by anyone. I didn't tell them not to come or anything. So I'll also ask Jakob. Like, I know that they're having their regular sync ups as well, but like we need to all be on the same page. Or maybe we just need to pick a day that everyone is that, maybe Tuesday is one that everyone comes to and Thursday is the ZFL one. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't like, I don't have like an immediate, solution for it. I mean, I'm sure there could be just practical reasons. It's just, I just noticed it, that's all.
Yeah. I did, it might be that we need to move this meeting up an hour to 8 a.m. or something if that it would somehow make it easier for the Europeans to join. I'll bring that up with Jakob as well.
Jason loves the idea there.
The moving the call up date.
Yeah.
Well, if it was once a week, maybe.
Well, I mean, that's still my circadian rhythm, right? It's better if I just every day than at that point. I'm sure my wife will be thrilled.
Well, We don't have to mess with anything if it's not necessary. It was just a passing thought.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, like I said, I'm not complaining or anything. I just know it's just something I've noticed, and I just wonder if that's what we want to be the norm, or whether it'd be better to try to find a way to get us all in the same room again.
Yeah. Yeah, things are seem to be a little off schedule here. Okay. I'll follow up with Jakob on that. Is there anything else that we all want to talk about while we're here? Ian, I had a question from Kaval about the Postgres update, and they asked if it was gonna mess up any of their mappings in MetaDB. And I don't know if you have any thoughts about that.
Mess up their mapping. What's a mapping in MetaDB?
I think just that they have like a pretty complex SQL query that they're running reports against, but
No, I mean the MetaDB database isn't changing.
okay, so that's the answer. It's just that MetaDB shouldn't, that database isn't changing, so it won't be impacted. Okay. All right, anything else? All right. Thank you guys. Where's my stop share? Talk to you on Tuesday. Are we meeting on Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. Jakob shortened those meetings, but we'll see you at 9. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.